creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pub Show
with Matt and Mark.
And I'm Joey.
It's a gay podcast from the Queen City.
I want to thank the planners of the event, which are Daniel Brewer and Adam, who are the founders, co-founders, who teched everybody's show, did an amazing job. I want to thank Arthur.
I mean, talk about people who were on a trip out of town and probably didn't get to see the outside of a hotel room the entire
time. I want to thank Arthur, who really planned everything, and awesome work, Arthur. And I want to thank Big Fatty, because he was, and Donna Sugars, who worked the pink carpet. But Big Fatty, God, I love him.
Now, Donna Sugars, Joe did say on the show that he had heard that she was shockingly tall.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Shockingly tall.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 963 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of October, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Big Fatty had a gentleman caller. Hello, Christopher's Big Fatty. What the hell does that mean? Well, y'all, it is Christopher Columbus Day. Big Fatty. Y'all, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue to sweet Gussie. Yeah, y'all, I think it was on the Mayflower or something like that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all, it is Monday. It is Columbus Day. Many people in the U.S. of A. may have the day off, but not at the coal mine. No! No, Big Fatty, no day off on the coal mine, at the coal mine. But y'all, we are working, but hopefully people will think we're closed and leave us alone. Yes, Big Fatty, that's always a lovely thing. So y'all, I hope you had a lovely, lovely weekend. Y'all, let's see, it's 10-10. Y'all, let's see what 10-10 is on the 10 codes. It is negative. No! That's yes! No! Y'all, and I'm looking back to what I missed out over the weekend. Far right! Ooh! Y'all, that is grits and country ham and red eye gravy and biscuits. And I hadn't had my supper. But y'all, 10-8 on Saturday, y'all in service. Big Fatty, that was a good one because you certainly were in service on Saturday. Y'all, we'll get to that in a minute. We had a little teaser there at the beginning of today's show about being in service. But anyway, y'all. Let's see, I want to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. How will you begin it? Well, I think we should begin it with this.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Big Fatty just realized that the Blue Snowflake microphone has not been working. And so I had to go over to my office at the coal mine, which is where my headset was, and pick up my headset so that I could use it. So I apologize for the sound of all of this and everything. But anyway, I guess I'll have to get with that Daniel. Beaver, Beaver, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. and find out what kind of new microhoist I need to get without spending a fortune. So anyway, y'all, I'm supposed to be talking about Gentlemen Callers. Y'all, on a Friday, y'all, I had a Gentlemen Caller stop by who I met at the lockup about a year ago that the horror group did. And y'all, he stopped by, and we had a lovely time. He was out a couple of weeks ago before I had the nose cancer surgery. And so he stopped by, and anyway, let's see, what else? Perfect Friday. Then on Friday night, my most regular gentleman caller, he sent me a message. Hey, Ricardo, what are you doing tonight? I said, well, I'm going to be here around the house. Well, I might stop by after 9 o'clock. I'll let you know. Never heard another word from him. Poor Berg Party. But I did hear from him on Saturday, and y'all, he came by Saturday evening, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, we made up for some lost time there, because y'all, you know, I was in the, you know, it's either the Feast of Famine, and y'all, I was in the famine, but y'all, we're returning to normal. Big Freddy, normal for you is a feast for everyone. And y'all, then a little 30-something year old talking to me on the grinder. Hi. And he's been by here before. But Big Friday, what are you doing Sunday night? And I said, well, I'm just going to be sitting here. He goes, well, maybe I'll stop by. So I said, all right, well, whatever. So anyway, y'all, let's see what else happened over the weekend. Let's see, Friday. Friday afternoon in the coal mine, I did a little work from home Friday afternoon, so I took care of all of that, and then I ran all that work into the coal mine. Y'all, I'm sticking to my exercise plan, and did some of that over the weekend also. I had announcing duties on Saturday, and then my gentleman call after that, and then Sunday, y'all have just been a sloth. I have just been a sloth. Y'all, now at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, and y'all, they were nominated for the Podcast Awards again. They are under the People's Choice. The Feast of Fun is up there under the People's Choice as well. And y'all, then under the general podcast, the girls from the Greetings from Nowhere are there. And y'all, then under the GLBT, there's the Babylon podcast, the Bend Over and Take It, the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, the Comic Book Quiz, the Feast of Fun, the Gay Sunday Brunch, Homo Ground, Pod is My Co-Pilot, Ramble Read Heed, and the Scream Queen. So y'all, if you are so inclined to do that, go on over. Y'all, I did not see the Foul Monkeys under the religion category, although I know they were hoping to be nominated under there, and I didn't see Big Fatty under Best Produced, so clearly there was an oversight there. Big Fatty, you're retarded. You're just retarded. Y'all, I hope this sounds, you know, I know it's going to sound like shit, but y'all, this is how the BFO started out, I think, was me using this headset. So, y'all, we're back to old school. We are just back to the old school. Back, Freddy, you live in the old school. Oh, dear. I got to, y'all, I want to do a couple of these scratch-offs. I meant to do some of these on Friday. Y'all, maybe I'll win enough money to buy me a new micro. Maybe I'll scratch all of them. Maybe I'll win something if I do that. Y'all, the lucky stars. What do I do here? Match any of your numbers to the winning number, and you win the prize. If you reveal a moon symbol, you win double that prize. Dear Gussie. Y'all, the winning number is a number 7. Y'all, that's always a good sign. All right, and I've got 5 numbers. The first number is a number 2, not a winner. And then a number 1, no winner there. And then we've got a number 4, not a winner. Number 10, no winner there. And a number 8, not a winner, Big Fatty. All right, well, my lucky stars suck. Y'all, let's go ahead and do a few more. The Fantastic Fours, what do we do here? We in the play area, reveal 3-4 symbols in the same row, column, or diagonally, and win the prize shown. All right. Well, let's see if we've got any. Let's see if we've got 3 fours in a row before we look at the prize. Y'all, there's a number 4. Oh, yeah, I see. And a number 3, no winner there. And a number 9, not a winner. And a number 4, oh, dear, and a number 4, oh, dear Gussie, and a number 7, not a winner, and then there's a number 4, no, not a winner, and a number 4, and a number 2. Big Fatty, you know all about a big number 2. Y'all, I hadn't been fibering the way I should over the weekend, so anyway, y'all, let's do the Fantastic Fours again. That one wasn't a winner, but let's see if we can do it again, since we already know how to do it. It's a number 4, and a number 4, and a number 6, not a winner, and then there's a number 4, and a number 9, not a winner, and a number 5, no winner there, and a number 4, and the number 1, not a winner, Big Fatty. All right, well, those, Moose, these are not winners. Usually you send me a couple of winners. Well, y'all, I'm doing the $1 tickets. No wonder they're not winners. Let's look at the QuickBucks. Let's see what this is. QuickBucks, match your numbers to the winning number and win the prize. Reveal a star and win that prize instantly. Okay. Let's see what the winning number is, y'all. It's a number 3. All right, and then I've got 5 numbers. Number 9, no winner there. Number 7, not a winner. Number 5, no winner there. Number 8, not a winner. And a number 2. All right, well, I didn't win a damn thing on the $1 tickets, y'all. I've got 3 $2 tickets. We'll do those later on in the week or whatever. Y'all, the hats have been driving me crazy about the nose. Oh, dear Gussie, it's... Bah, 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 bah. Oh, we want to hear about your nose. We need to hear about your nose. Please tell us about your nose. Oh, how's your nose? And, y'all, it's just... Quite frankly, it's just driving me crazy. It's just driving me batshit crazy. But, y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, y'all, that Miss Kathy Bacon, she's been... Y'all, I've been reading the Twitty on her, and she's been going... to towns that have wooden floors in the stores or something like that. So, anyway, I don't know what that's all about. I just don't know what that's all about. Y'all, let's catch up on the bacon calendar. Y'all, as you can tell, I'm a little kerfuffled by the whole headset thing, so I'm not quite sure how I'm going to handle this. But I'm not happy with the way this is going so far, because y'all, quite frankly, these headphones are hot. Y'all, last weekend, the 1th and 2th of October, Baconaise made its debut in 2008. This product is bacon flavored mayonnaise spread created by the inventors of bacon salt, and it comes in regular and light varieties. Vulgar. Pat Neely from Down Home with the Neelys recommends using a baking sheet with a wire rack on it when cooking bacon to make it crisper. Crispier. Y'all, according to the BLT cookbook by Michelle Anna Jordan, some of the best BLT restaurants in New York City are Chat and Chew, City Bakery, and Daddy O. So, y'all, if you're up there in the New York City, I know that Patrick Plain is up there. I don't know if he's eaten at any of those. Those are the Chat and Chew and the City Bakery and the Daddy O. So, Or maybe he can call into the BFO and let us know. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, we've gotten quite a few calls. We'll play them on tomorrow's show, to include some from Bjorn. Y'all, he's been to the state fair, and let me just tell you, he is in a deep fried coma right now. So, we'll hear from him tomorrow, y'all. Macon. Bang, fatty. Macon is bacon made from mutton. Or little sheep. Poor little Mary. She had a little lamb, and now it's bacon. Poor back running. Uncle Oinka's gummy bacon looks like real bacon. The packaging looks like a bacon package and contains 4 slices of bacon. Although it looks like bacon, it tastes like strawberries. Y'all, I've gotten some of Uncle Oinka's gummy bacon. People have sent that to me. And for last Friday, y'all, it was... What does that say? Guanciale? Guanciale is Italian bacon made by drying the meat from the hog jowls and is considered very flavorful. Well, y'all, I can't even pronounce it, much less taste it. Y'all, at matfee.com, you can purchase the Bacon Dome Lunchbox, bacon placemats, and bacon jelly beans. Y'all, I've gotten the bacon jelly beans. And y'all, then we'll catch up by reading today's entry from the bacon calendar. Y'all, it is Zim from Invader Zim. Why was there bacon in the soap? Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't have the slightest idea what that means. Y'all, I spent a lot of the time over the weekend. That's the other thing that I did. Catching up on things on the TV machine. Y'all, my cable went out on Saturday night. And so I just decided, well, okay, Brad Hardy, instead of watching the sports ball, I caught up on some different programs. I'm all caught up on what was the new show that I just started that I've enjoyed? The Terra Nova, y'all. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's kind of it's kind of Jurassic Park and Lost and the Time Tunnel. It's just interesting. I'm not sure I'm gonna stick with it, but it's interesting. It caught my attention. And then what was the other one that I watched? Y'all, it must have been so good that I can't even remember it. What was it? Big Freddy! Y'all, let me click the TiVo here and let me see what it was. I'll have to go over here to my season passes. Y'all, let me just tell you what I got on my season passes over here. Anyway, I'm sure y'all are dying to know this. Oh, y'all, I'm caught up on the X Factor. Y'all, I've recorded The Gifted Man. Oh, y'all, I watched that Anderson show, and it just didn't do it for me, so I've canceled that season pass. It's trying too hard. It's just trying too hard. The Gifted Man, Larry Clyde told me that was good. Y'all, though, that Rosie O'Connell is starting a new show today over on the Okra Network. It starts today, so I've added that. I'm going to give it a try. I've got the South Park, the Saturday Night Live, the Project Runway, the Big Bang, the Modern Family. Oh, the Pan Am. Y'all, I enjoyed the Pan Am. That was the one that I saw. I had a couple of episodes of. It's real interesting. Because, y'all, I can remember getting on airplane. Oh, dear, I see you. I can remember getting on airplanes and just hating to be in the non-smoking area on the last row of the non-smoking area before the smoking area began, because y'all, my eyes would just bleed. They would bleed. Big Freddy, they wouldn't bleed. But anyway, and I've got the Kitchen Nightmares, the Hot in Cleveland, Wipeout's over, the Hell's Kitchen, that's over, the X Factor, the Big Run. The Dancing with the Stars, Person of Interest, The Shark Tank, The Terra Nova, The Survivor, The Glee. Y'all, The Glee, The Last Glee was so good. If you haven't seen The Last Glee, you ought to go over there, because y'all, what's it about?
Shockingly tall.
No, it's not about tall. Well, it is kind of about tall people. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.